College baseball players and fans will be in Omaha this week to watch the NCAA College World Series. More than 250,000 tickets will be sold as people from across the country cheer on 8 of the nation's best college baseball teams. From Omaha, Deborah Van Fleet reports.
The College World Series is a big deal for Omaha. It's held in the recently remodeled Rosenblatt Stadium in the south part of town, and the neighborhood surrounding it is transformed into a carnival-like atmosphere. On the stadium's lawn, an RV park springs up, boasting a larger population than many Nebraska towns. Many local residents share their driveways and lawns with series fans, and some, like Kelly and Jeff Conklin, have had folks return for more than a decade.
We have people that come from all over the country, California, Texas, Tennessee, New Jersey, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota, Missouri, that come year after year after year. I take vacation from my normal job. Matter of fact, we enjoy the College World Series so much that last year we got married in our front yard right after the championship game.
Playing in the College World Series is a dream come true for many of the athletes. Some, like Rice University's starting pitcher Jeff Niemann, are lucky enough to make it here more than once in their college career. Niemann was mobbed outside the stadium recently by young fans asking for his stats and his autograph.
Are you lefty or righty?
Right-handed.
What's your ERA?
ERA?
Yeah.
1.63.
Wow, nice. That's good.
This year's teams are South Carolina, Stanford, Cal State Fullerton, LSU, Southwest Missouri State, Rice, Texas, and Miami. But it's not just college players here. Event planners also scheduled two national playoffs for players between the ages of 8 and 16 in Omaha. Kevin Lyles and his son Taylor came from Bentonville, Arkansas to take part in those events.
My 12-year-old son is here to play in a USSSA tournament. USSSA is United States, Arkansas, you know, it's a pretty big deal for younger kids. And they schedule that tournament to be completed every day by like 3 o'clock so that the kids can come over and go to the College World Series at the same time while they're in town. So it's a pretty neat event for the kids, and they enjoy getting to do that.
This year's World Series fans will have more opportunities to attend games because of a change from a single championship game to playing best 2 out of 3. Dennis Pope, NCAA Managing Director for Baseball and Football, thinks the change will be a crowd pleaser.
Baseball purists will like this because it's a double elimination, and I think the fans in Omaha will also like it because it gives them at least one or two more games. It's more of a fair way to determine the national champion, as well as providing more opportunities for the fans to come out and watch these teams.
Harold Reynolds, former Seattle Mariner, is here for his fifth year as a sports analyst for ESPN and says he always looks forward to broadcasting these games.
You're going to see great baseball. I like coming to Omaha because the people are just tremendous. The crowds are great. They love baseball. They support these kids, and the competition's outstanding.
In its 54th year in Omaha, the College World Series has been running in the same location for longer than any other NCAA event. Last year's champion, Texas, is back this year, hoping for their 6th College World Series win. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Van Fleet in Omaha.